City staff presented options to replace the Westview Park Pavilion at the Recreation and Culture Committee meeting yesterday, the first public meeting of the new year. The former pavilion was demolished abruptly last summer after it was learned the structure was unsafe. That story is here. Yesterday, staff shared the survey results with the committee summarizing, so, these results show that the park is an integral part of community life, with most respondents visiting weekly or monthly. Staff said that what respondents most enjoy in terms of activities at the park include the walking and hiking nature trails, attending the summer concert series, relaxing or picnicking, and using the children's play area. These findings underscore the park's role in providing both recreational opportunities and venue for community events, staff said. Key findings from the survey results are listed in the director's report here. The survey was made available to the public on the city's website last fall. Commenting on the survey results, staff mentioned, "Preserving the natural character of the park is a top priority for the community. We learned about how respondents thought about event improvements to enhance the summer concert series and other events respondents suggested, covered seating and stage areas, improved accessibility for attendees, and other event opportunities. Of the shelter structure options, option 5, with shaded picnic tables, received the most votes." The Recreation and Culture Director's written report noted, "While option 5 received the most votes due to its appealing design, featuring smaller individual shaded areas over picnic tables, it is not ideal for hosting large events or gatherings, which were also highlighted as important by respondents. To address this, the RFP will include plans for a larger shaded structure to serve as a central hub for community events and gatherings. Additionally, a phased approach will be adopted to incorporate smaller, individual shaded structures in other parts of the park, offering private shaded seating options for visitors," the report read. Staff explained they plan to either issue a request for proposals, RFP, or pursue procurement through the Canoe Buying Group, used by municipalities. "If we go through canoe procurement, it would speed up the process by about 5 weeks," staff advised. Noting also, the RFP could be cheaper in the long run. Committee member, Deputy Mayor Charles Flintoff, commented, "I don't think we want to rush, we've got to get it done. We already have one of those things on the go." However, he also spoke about the need for the facility in the summer months. "So, we'll leave it in your capable hands," he said. "Just a comment, I really like this survey idea, and getting all the public involved in this. This is very well thought out and a really, really good job on this. And I'm looking forward to the updated park," Flintoff said.